Hi there, listener. It's Matthew. You've come looking for an episode of the Children's Book Podcast, and you've found it. Hooray! But you're probably wondering why the name of the podcast has changed. After 8 years of doing the Children's Book Podcast, I began a new career as head of podcasts at A Kids Company About, where I now oversee a podcast network dedicated to producing original content that talks up to kids, centers the things going on in their world, and engages and challenges how they see the world and themselves. All of the episodes of the Children's Book Podcast are still here, but now, if you're subscribed, you'll get new episodes of Worth Noting, a kids podcast about current events, hosted by me. Something for you and the young people in your life to enjoy together. Enjoy this episode, and I hope you'll check out Worth Noting and other podcasts from A Kids Company About. Five books reviewed in 5 minutes. It's the best book ever this week. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the best book ever this week. I'm Matthew Winner, elementary school librarian, author of the Busy Librarian blog, and host of the Let's Get Busy podcast, here with five books reviewed in 5 minutes. No script, no rehearsal, no lip service. Publishers send me books to review, and I share my thoughts with you. And this week, all five books are coming to us from Peachtree. The first book is William B.'s Stanley the Farmer. This is part of a series. The other books in the series include Stanley the Builder, Stanley's Diner, and Stanley's Garage. And Stanley is a guinea pig. And in this case, Stanley the Farmer. Stanley is taking care of his farm, including harvesting the crops and working with some friends to water the seeds and just do that normal farm maintenance. The illustrations here work really well for a young audience. The colors are bold, they pop, there's a thick line surrounding all of the illustrations, so it makes the character stand out too. And it just is, there's a simplicity to it that it causes you to focus on the character and what Stanley is doing day to day. And my word, he's cute. So there's that too. And it's a guinea pig. Lovely book, Stanley the Farmer. Next book up is called Spectacular Spots, and this is by Susan Stockdale. Susan writes wonderful, beautiful rhyming books, and the paintings she creates to go with them are ones just to gaze at and fall into. They're beautiful, and this is no different. In this book, obviously, by the title Spectacular Spots, we're looking at animals with spots, and that includes dozing hogs, dashing horses, clinging frogs. You're hearing all of these mighty verbs, right? All of these really great words that Susan has chosen to describe all the animals. You see spots that are round, spots that are kind of funny shaped, and there's even some spots on animals that you might not have anticipated. Like, I don't relate spots with owls. I don't relate spots with horses. And yet, when we look closely, there is that. I like that Susan, in the back of her book, too, included sort of a summary of all the different animals, a little bit more information about each animal and its spots and how it uses those spots to protect itself in nature and or to send messages to mates, to send messages to predators, to send messages. It's really neat the way nature uses spots, and I think that Susan Stockdale has shared that very well, very effectively with readers. Book number three is called Rodeo Red. It's written by Maripat Perkins, illustrated by Molly Idol. This is Maripat's first book, and it's outstanding. The text stands completely apart from the illustrations in that there are times when the text feels like it's going one direction and the illustrations are revealing something else, and that makes this book really magical. In this case, there's a girl who loves cowboy stuff, Western gear, Western-themed things, and she is joined now by a new baby in the house. And so she's struggling with where she fits in, where's her place when this new partner comes to town. And it includes some sort of funny things like you would expect cowboys to take care of on the ranch, like, I don't know, rattling up the cattle and moseying things from here to there and defending your territory. But It's just done so well in the way that the text and the illustrations have to work hand in hand to work this story. And Molly's illustrations, you know her from Flora and the Penguin and T-Rex and books like that. And these illustrations are no different. She's got beautiful round lines, very emotive characters. And the perspective she shows all the time just makes you feel like you're in an old Western flick. It's really great. This book is called Rodeo Red, and I know you're going to have a lot of fun reading it aloud. Book number four is P. Zonka Lays an Egg by Julie Paschkes. And I lost myself a number of times in Julie's watercolors in this book because they are just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This is a book essentially about Russian eggs, Ukrainian eggs, and about a chicken who cannot lay eggs or doesn't seem to want to lay eggs, and all of the other chickens are kind of teasing her for it. Why don't you try, P. Zonka? Why don't you at least give it a try? And she tries, and what comes out is this beautiful, patterned, decorative egg, and it's gorgeous, and I love that these eggs are actually called Pizankas, and so Julie has taken that name and created a character from it to allow readers to kind of know that language a little bit better, and the colors on this book just pop off of the page, and the eyes are drawn right to these great patterns, these swirling lines, these zigzag lines, these juxtaposed colors. It's really a work of art. Julie did a wonderful job on Pizanka Lays an Egg. And the best book ever this week for me is called Random Body Parts, Gross Anatomy Riddles in Verse. It's written by Leslie Bouillon, illustrated by Mike Lowry. And just to give you a sample of what we're dealing with here, these are all riddles about different body parts that the reader then gets to guess. Here's the opening riddle. It says, riddle me this. Of course you have a body, but do you have a clue where all the body parts you've got are found and what they do? You think you have a handle on your anatomy, but can you handle tricky riddle poems? Come on, let's see. Some riddles will seem cinchy, some challengingly tough. Your organs lurk between the lines, as you'll find soon enough. Search head to toe to locate each random body part. Now keep your eyes peeled, knuckle down. The game's afoot. Let's start. With each poem describing whatever different body part, there also, at the end of it, is a information paragraph saying, oh, this is what the body part is, and this is what your body part does. It's a wonderful guessing poem book, and I look forward to sharing it in April here, being that it's poetry month, and we'll be Skyping with other classes around the country and reading poems like this. This will be a really fun game to play to have people guess. I also love that Leslie has taken on a great number of different rhyme schemes, different poetry styles to offer something really special to readers. And it's one that I think it's hard to make poetry memorable and enjoyable and also introduce really good, meaty, challenging words, but make it easy to read for the audience. And I think Leslie did a perfect job with this. Mike Lowry's illustrations are really fun and cute to go along with it too, and add just a little bit of humor in the story. So that is why I'm calling Random Body Parts, Gross Anatomy Riddles in Verse by Leslie Bouillon, illustrated by Mike Lowry, the best book ever this week. Way to go! Well, that's 5 books reviewed in 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed this special segment of the Let's Get Busy podcast, and I look forward to bringing you 5 more books reviewed in the future. And as always, you can find the reviews of these books from this episode in the episode show notes, along with the names of their authors, illustrators, and publishers. Check them out at your local library or independent bookstore, and I do hope you all have a great week. We know you value what you put in front of your kids, especially when it comes to screens and podcasts. That's why we're excited to share a new podcast from our friends at Sleepiest, creating bedtime stories to help your kids fall asleep fast.
Hello, Abby here. If you've got children and find bedtimes a struggle, I'd like to tell you about Coco Sleep, a children's story podcast designed to make bedtime a dream. Coco Sleep turns a chaotic bedtime into cozy bonding time. The stories are delivered in a pace that gently slows. Rumour has it that no one's ever heard an ending. So search Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app and let's make bedtime a dream. That's K-O-K-O Sleep, and I'll see you there.